With just a couple of weeks left in their legislative session, Utah lawmakers have decided to take on the state flag. There's general agreement that the current flag needs an overhaul, but no consensus yet on what should replace it. Julia Ritchie reports from member station KUER in Salt Lake City.
Republican Representative Stephen Handy says Utah's current flag is okay, but it doesn't really meet the standards of good flag design, according to many vexillologists. That's just a fancy word for people who study flags.
These vexillologists have kind of coined a funny thing. They call it a seal on a bedsheet, sometimes referred to as an SOB.
Utah's flag, like a lot of other states, is a standard navy blue. In the middle is a giant eagle, wings spread wide, hovering over a shield with a beehive. Utah is, after all, the beehive state. It's surrounded by sago lilies, six arrows, and some words and dates. In other words, it's busy. That's why Handy's proposing a bill this year to form a commission to study alternative designs and motifs that could eventually replace Utah's SOB.
Our great state deserves a great flag.
That's Vicky Varela, director of Utah's tourism office, who supports the update. She says flags of neighboring states like New Mexico with its red Zia sun on yellow backdrop or Colorado's clean blue and white stripes have become powerful branding tools.
When my family comes to visit from Colorado, they now taunt me by wearing their head-to-toe Colorado flag gear.
Besides the marketing potential, supporters also say the makeover could connect and inspire younger generations of Utahns. That's the goal of a competing bill in the Utah House, which would replace the flag with one designed by a local man named Jonathan Martin.
I am an artist, a designer, a marketer, an agent provocateur, if you could say.
Martin presented his proposal to a legislative committee this month. It features crisscrossing panels of blue, red, and white, symbolizing the Great Salt Lake, southern Utah's Red Rock Canyons, and northern Utah's snow-capped mountains. In the middle is a giant beehive, a symbol of the state's predominant religion, Mormonism.
And it tells the history of Utah in such a way that most flags don't tell their state's history.
But not every lawmaker was thrilled with the concept. Representative Travis Segmiller said he thought Martin's design was more modern, but also
sterile and uninspiring and corporate.
An even bigger sticking point for some was Martin's inclusion of the year 1847. That's the date when Mormon pioneers, fleeing persecution, entered the Salt Lake Valley. Critics point out that the date excludes Native Americans who had settled the region much earlier. Lauren Simpson is with the progressive group Alliance for a Better Utah.
We do believe that something as encompassing as a new state flag should be as inclusive as possible and tell the story of all Utahns and not just one group.
Lawmakers are not exactly known for quick deliberation or artistic capacity, but they do love to create task forces. Representative Stephen Handy's commission to make recommendations is likely the next step. Coming up with a flag design that pleases everyone could be tricky, but most agree Utah can do better than a seal on a bedsheet. For NPR News, I'm Julia Ritchie in Salt Lake City.